This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Coming up, everything we know about PlayStation's next console. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, 6 years after the conclusion of the Maze Runner original film trilogy, 20th Century Studios is working on a reboot, according to THR. 20th Century Studios is in talks to have Alien Covenant and Transcendence writer Jack Palgan write the reboot film's script. The Hollywood Reporter also notes that Wes Ball, the trilogy's director, will produce the Maze Runner reboot. While details on the film's story are scant, sources close to the project told THR the reboot will act more as a cinematic continuation of the original trilogy's story rather than a retelling or direct sequel to it. And Nintendo has issued a takedown request for more than 8,500 copies of Code Switch emulator Yuzu, which was shut down in March 2024 as its owners paid out $2.4 million in a lawsuit settlement. As reported by PC Gamer, developer platform GitHub saw 8,535 repositories of Yuzu code removed after Nintendo issued the takedown request on April 29th. Users of the website had uploaded copies of the code after Yuzu was shut down, essentially allowing continued free access to Nintendo Switch games using software that is primarily designed to and unlawfully circumvent a technological measure that effectively controls access to a work protected under the DMCA, according to Nintendo. Nintendo has consistently taken legal action to protect its copyrighted content. Game file sharing website ROM Universe was ordered to pay $2.1 million in damages to Nintendo in 2021, while a similar case saw it receive more than $12 million in damages in 2018. It also blocked GameCube and Wii emulator Dolphin from releasing on PC game platform Steam. Considering the PS4 Pro launched in the latter days of the previous gen console, it's fair to assume the Pro model of the PS5 could follow suit. In February 2024, Bloomberg reported on Sony's fiscal plans, quoting the brand's senior vice president, Naomi Matsuoka. In the article, Matsuoka said, looking ahead, PS5 will enter the latter stage of its life cycle. As such, we will put more emphasis on the balance between profitability and sales. For this reason, we expect the annual sales pace of PS5 hardware will start falling from the next fiscal year, which runs from April 2024 to April 2025. After years of PS5 shortages, 2023 and 2024 saw the console resume regular stocking and availability across much of the world, a relief to parents everywhere. Considering the PS6 is likely still a few years off, it would also be a fortuitous time for a new and improved PS5 to drop. It's best not to take this information as gospel without a press release from Sony, though. Sony's most recent console revision, the PlayStation 5 Slim, launched in December 2023. Like the PlayStation 5, it has a digital and disc version, with the digital version shipping at a lower price. While models haven't been confirmed for the rumored PS5 Pro console, it wouldn't be surprising if Sony repeated this pattern and released a digital and disc-based variant. Without any official word about a new console revision, we can only speculate how Sony will price an upgraded variant of the PS5 at launch. Even so, the rumored Pro tag may ensure a higher price point from the PS5 Slim model, especially if it is a more powerful piece of hardware. Despite a lack of official statements, there's been plenty of reporting about the specifications of the rumored PlayStation 5 Pro. Alongside providing a possible launch date for the console, the leak from Moore's Law is Dead, initially reported on by Insider Gamer and further corroborated by The Verge, featured a list of specifications to unpack. Sources told The Verge that developers are being asked to optimize their games for the new console and that improved ray tracing is a significant focus for the alleged PlayStation 5 Pro. According to The Verge's sources, developers who provide significant enhancements will be able to add the Trinity Enhanced label to their games, a reference to the console's reported codename Trinity. The reported specifications suggest that the PlayStation 5 Pro will feature GPU and CPU upgrades, with GPU rendering 45% faster than standard PlayStation 5, according to The Verge's reporting. The PlayStation 5 Pro's CPU will reportedly be the same as the standard model, but feature a higher frequency mode that will afford developers more power to play with, as well as benefiting from upgrades to system memory. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Imran Sheikh, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcasts through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.